Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Absolutely. So thanks for having me, Dan. My name is Robert Hoppe, and I live in Boca Raton, Florida. I'm the VP of Business Development for Gift Health.
Awesome. So can you just tell me more about the company and what exactly it does?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're a hub, and what that means is, you know, we partner with pharmaceutical manufacturers and address specific concerns that they may have for their brands. You know, there's drugs that are not so easy to get filled. They're not so easy as, hey, just go to your Walgreens, pick up the drug. There may be payer hurdles. Insurance may not want to cover it, or it just could be a prescription drug that's hard to take. And so we're just there as a white glove service and a software that helps patients get on therapy, rather than just, you know, them trying to navigate a kind of complex, you know, world on their own. We're there to hold their hand.
For sure. So like, would you say that your customers are more like the patients or the doctors, or like, how exactly does it work?
So our customer is pharma, right? The manufacturers are the ones that pay us.
Right.
We make that clear internally, but we always say there's a lot of stakeholders involved, right? So even though pharma's paying us, we still have to quote unquote, sell the doctors on working with us, right? And then, you know, the patient is a stakeholder, and then also pharmacies, right? Because, you know, we're not always doing the dispense. There may be a pharmacy that's going to do the dispense for the patient, but we have to engage with all those stakeholders. And, you know, sometimes it gets a little tricky keeping everybody happy, but, you know, that's what we're here to do.
Awesome. So I guess like in terms of, so is part of your role, like, are you like meeting with doctors to try and sell them on the products for your pharmaceutical clients, or like, what does that look like? I guess even like, you know, what a typical day looks like for you.
So me specifically, I work with manufacturers. So I, you know, what I'm doing is meeting with them constantly, whether we have a program in market with them or if we're just exploring a program. And so what I'm doing is on the front end, exploring a program, seeing, hey, what are the headwinds your brand is facing, right? What are the problems? And, you know, there's exploration there and a lot of discussions. But once we understand what their problems are, then, you know, I work with the team internally to present a solution that can help that brand. So that's the overwhelming majority of what I do. Then on the other side, you know, the programs that we do have in market, you know, once I get a program in market, I don't just walk away. You know, I still kind of keep my eye on it and work with the internal account management team to make sure patients are getting their drug, make sure that the KPIs we set with the manufacturer are met, and just overall make sure that the brand is happy with the service and the software. We do, however, have teams that engage with the physicians, you know, because, you know, we always like to put patients first. But the reality is the physicians are a huge stakeholder because they're controlling where the prescriptions go in. And so if they don't like our service, they're not going to send us prescriptions, right? So we have to make sure we're earning their business in a way. But also if we're not doing a good job for them, that also may reflect negatively on the brand as well. So we do have a whole internal account management team and field reps that are going in there talking to the doctors. In some programs, we're selling the service. In other programs, it's just managing the relationship. Where in these other programs, the manufacturers, field team would actually discuss our services and discuss what we can do for patients with the prescribers' offices.
Right. So if it's like a pharma company, for example, they won't need to have like a field rep if they use your service?
Great question. Not necessarily.
I mean, is that kind of what it is? Or do they still have to have their own field reps, you know, out there meeting with the physicians?
Yeah, the latter. They need to have their field reps. You know, we like to say, hey, it's your job to sell the product. because we're not going in there and clinically selling anything. We're not saying, hey, drug A can have these clinical benefits, right? We're not physician. We're not trained on the molecules. We can't do that. But what we do is say, hey, if you are writing drug A and you are having these problems, well, we're a solution to overcome these problems. And it's going to, you know, ensure that you have a reduced workload in the office and your patients are going to have a better prescription experience.
For sure. So what would you say is the biggest challenge that you're facing right now?
The biggest challenge that we're facing, that's kind of changing. You know, we had a big challenge where we grew kind of too fast, you know, and then, you know, we had to adjust to that, right? Staffing and software and efficiencies. Now we're in a hyper growth mode, right? We did a deal with private equity in Q2 last year. And you know, they're a very health tech growth focused firm. And so, we've spent many months now just kind of preparing for that growth and understanding, you know, they're experts in FP&A. And so they came in and kind of got us all to focus on the right North Star. And so I'd say the biggest challenge now is managing how to grow and how to grow smart, because not all of the programs are kind of in our wheelhouse, right? And you know, not all revenue is good revenue.
For sure. So I guess like in terms of like getting these pharma companies on board, is it more of like either for them, they keep doing what they're doing now versus using your software, or do you have competitors in the space? Like, what does that look like?
Yeah, so there are competitors in the space, and you know, it's kind of a pick your flavor. I've heard you know, several manufacturers say, you know, you can get kind of the East Coast brash New York crew or the West Coast, you know, tech vibes, or you know, we're based in Columbus, Ohio, and they call us, you know, the Midwest no BS crew. So yeah, there's competitors, but you know, we're winning business, and even though these competitors may not know it, we're engaged with their current clients to, you know, move business over to us because, you know, we've built a good name and we do what we say. And to your first question there, you know, can they just slot us in or do they have to change everything? You know, it's really a brand by brand analysis when we're looking through, you know, we can be the sole fulfillment channel or we can just be a part of it. And, you know, we don't make any assumptions. We don't come in and say, hey, we need 100% of your patients to come through. You know, we say, hey, what's your existing patient volume? How much do you want to flow through us, right? And we base any calculations off of what they provide, any ROI calculations.
Right. So it ends up being more of like that you're able to show more value and more efficiency. So it doesn't become this kind of like race to the bottom versus your competition.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't try and race or compete on fees or anything like that, right? And what's interesting about the fees is every manufacturer kind of has their own fair market value assessment. So the fees are all going to be somewhat aligned for the most part. You know, what we're competing on is honesty, right? And coming through and doing what we say. And that, for sure. that's resonating in the marketplace.
So obviously now in 2024, companies are looking for the best use case for AI. So do you guys use AI? And if not, like where could AI maybe help out the business like as a whole?
So we've been using AI for a while. We don't really have a pharma facing product per se, but we do use it internally. So because we have such a high patient volume coming through, we're driving so much data. Right. And data is one of the products that we're selling to pharma because typically they have to buy this aggregated data that's prepackaged, whitewashed, and it comes months later. And so what we're able to do is aggregate all this data and send it to them almost daily. Right. We send it to them almost daily, but that's too frequent to be actionable for them. So we do use AI internally for processes and to help with certain projects in different parts of the business, but also in analyzing the data and presenting pharma specific data back to them, you know, with patients and patient demographics and payer data and prescriber level data.
For sure. So like you mentioned last year, big challenge was kind of growing too quickly. So how have you guys grown? Has it been like going to conferences and trade shows or just outbound, like on LinkedIn, cold email? Like how have you guys gotten like in front of your current customers?
That's a great question. So What's very interesting about our company is up until about 4 months ago, we had a $0 marketing budget. We spent no money on marketing. We spent a majority of our resources on the product, right? How we've gotten is by connections, people we've known in the industry, and then also by just doing the work, right? Just going out there and finding a drug that had a problem, solving that problem in such a way. You know, I'll give you a story here. There was a person that was kind of mid to bottom level pharmaceutical rep for a company. We saw the product, started working with this person. They went to President's Club within months. So obviously everybody in their companies, what are you doing different? Oh, Gift Health is what I'm doing different, right? So as soon as the word started to spread, obviously more of the reps want to come in. And then at that point, we'd reached out, like I would reach out to their internal team and say, hey, we can do this for you nationally. Now, obviously the proof's in the pudding. We've already shown them that our service works. So we've done a lot of that. And I'd say our first true go-to-market event actually happened January, a few weeks back.
Wow.
So we finally went to a conference to really get out there. But, we've kind of been in stealth mode for a while. And, you know, we've in 2 years being in the national market, we've had about 500,000 patients come through the platform, which has been awesome growth. You know, does come with headaches, but yeah, it's been great growth just behind the scenes.
So I guess like if you guys were going to do outbound, is it more just targeting that, you know, these reps for these pharma companies?
That's a part, or that's one strategy. But the reality is we need to engage with the executives, whether it's market access or brand teams or trade teams in the manufacturer, because they're the ones making the decisions, right? Working with the field reps, again, they're a stakeholder, but they're not the main decision maker.
For sure. So what would you say is like the top business priority in the next few months here?
Top business priority. So we want to get a few large programs in market launch. It's our biggest challenge is probably going to be stacking those out and kind of prioritizing because we have a lot of really big things coming into play and they seem like they're falling around the same times, which is a problem. For example, we have two programs starting in March and one of them alone is going to double the size of our volume. And so, it's just kind of on the one hand, yes, we're going to market and we're having these conversations. On the other hand, we need to be very strategic on what we roll out because we want to keep our quality up, right? It's not just grow at all costs. It's, at the end of the day, these are patients with problems and diseases and therapies that they need. So we need to keep that quality of service up while maintaining fast growth.
For sure. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you joined this company?
That manufacturers sometimes don't make great decisions. And I know they're our customer and that may upset some people, but sometimes there's decisions by committee or territory wars or, kind of CYA, make a decision that makes me look good. I learned it pretty quick. And even though I had a history with manufacturers for 15 years, this was kind of a different flavor. And so I wish I would have known that earlier. I would have, as we're rolling out stealth mode and talking to people, I would have talked to people in a different way.
For sure. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for the business?
So we'll probably be three times as large, right, on a volume basis. And with some of the things that are in the pipeline, we're going to be working with top 10 pharmaceutical manufacturers, and we're going to expand our footprint to have locations nationally to service some of the programs that we have.
Awesome. And that's exciting. So somebody watching this wanted to reach out. Do you mind sharing your website or just best ways to get in contact with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Gifthealth.com. A bunch of information there, and it's broken out kind of by the stakeholders that we mentioned earlier. And then on LinkedIn, right? Robert Hoppe on LinkedIn. Again, I'm Boca Raton, Florida, VP of Business Development at Gift Health. Always love talking and meeting new people and just learning about people.
Awesome. Well, Robert, thank you so much for your time today.
Awesome. Yeah, Dan, I appreciate you having me on.
Of course. Thanks. All right. Bye.
Bye.